Here's everything you need to know for this Aloha Friday. It's KHON to go.
With KHON2 weather, Chevy Chevalier.
6:52 on your Aloha Friday. The wet and wild west of Oahu cam looking pretty good. Partly cloudy with the Zephyr cam up close. It's looking even better. Partly cloudy to mostly clear. We're looking good for today. Drier even than it was yesterday morning. And yesterday morning, there wasn't much out there. So looking good. We'll clear out some of these clouds, whatever we have, and looking at partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies, 88, 89 degrees for your high breezy east, northeast trades. Now let's get to Calvin. Surprise, Calvin is now not only a major hurricane, folks, it's supposed to strengthen to just shy of a Category 4 hurricane. Now, this, just the other day, they were forecasting this to top out at a pretty weak Category 1, and now it could be on the verge of Category 4. This, some will say, is due to models being confused by climate change. This is probably, I've been here 12 years, probably the most challenging forecast for a tropical cyclone I've ever seen. I've never seen them be so wrong from the National Hurricane Center. They're very good at what they do. They do admit that this is a very challenging storm. I think the track is good. It is still heading toward Hawaii. The what is low confidence, and they even say this, is what the strength will be, especially when it gets here. Right now, they're saying it'll be a post-tropical low with tropical storm strength winds. So basically a tropical storm, but that could change. My advice is let's be prepared for the worst and hope for the best. It will weaken. It's going over cooler waters. It's going to run into some pretty significant wind shear, especially over Hawaii, but there are warmer waters around Hawaii compared to what it's going through. It will weaken, though, as it goes through the next few days after it strengthens later on today into tonight. And you can see they have it as a tropical storm when it comes into the Central Pacific. They'll take over the forecasting duties. But the impacts I still have are the same. Heavy rain Tuesday night into Thursday is possible. High surf for the east-facing shores possible and strong east and northeast winds, and that's reflected in my 7-day and long-range forecast here. So let's be ready for this. Let's just be ready and closely monitor the forecast over the weekend, this weekend, and into Monday next week. That's a look at your weather forecast. More on Calvin in a few minutes. Right now, Betty has your surf update.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, everybody. Well, we've got some small surf to tell you about today. It's flat to a foot on the North Shore. No surf advisories posted for us. We still have a south-southwesterly swell, a little south-southeasterly influence, about 2 to maybe some 3-footers at Diamond Head and Ala Moana. That's all on the way down. Waikiki, 1, occasional 2 today. Sandy Beach in that 1 to 3-foot range. Makapu'u a little bit bigger, 2 to 3 with trade wind swell coming in today, 10 to 20 miles per hour, even higher. So we're going to get the bumpy, choppy conditions on east shorelines. Makaha is checking in flat to a foot, maybe an occasional 2 there. Low tide 6:48 or so, -0. High tide's around 2:45, 2.3 feet. That's a high tide. 7:18 is your sun Pauhana time. 6:02 is your sunrise time.
All lanes on Farrington Highway near the Kahe Power Plant have reopened following an early morning crash. Now, it happened just before 12:30 this morning, and details are limited, but traffic in the area was contraflowed for a few hours. Again, all lanes on Farrington Highway have since reopened. Now, let's send things back to the desk with Christine. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Chris. Well, although forecasters believe Calvin will weaken as it gets closer to the state, the city is encouraging people to be ready. Tropical storms can bring significant rain and wind to the state. Tropical Storm Darby flooded the H1 in both directions and portions of Nimitz and Dillingham.
Tropical cyclones and hurricanes, you know, we can really see a lot of disruptions in terms of our utilities, that's water, electricity, gas, internet, as well as our supply chain. And so it's possible that our ability to just go to the store and buy stuff gets disrupted, right? So we don't want to wait till the last minute and take the actions you can now to prepare for the storm.
Officials say they're monitoring the storm and will begin discussions with other city agencies today when they have a better idea of Calvin's track. Don't forget to have your 14-day kit ready just in case. Striking screen actors have begun picketing alongside writers in New York and Los Angeles in what has become the biggest Hollywood labor fight since 1960. The Actors Union voted unanimously to go on strike over issues including pay and the use of artificial intelligence to replace their work. Many broadcast networks have already announced fall schedules heavy with reality shows which are not affected by the strikes. Here in Hawaii, the strike is already taking a toll on local productions. The company holding open casting calls for the live-action Moana film has canceled this weekend's auditions due to the strike. Meanwhile, the state film office says the ongoing writer strike has already put a pause on all upcoming productions here in the state. Right now, there's no timeline on when local filming will pick back up. On the Big Island, the Department of Liquor Control has distributed over 700 doses of Narcan to restaurants, bars, hotels, and other establishments. The voluntary initiative aims to improve public safety. The potentially life-saving medication can reverse the effects of opioid overdose. The county's Department of Liquor Control says it was inspired to take action after a nightclub in Coconut Grove used Narcan on two people that ended up saving their lives. It comes a day after the Honolulu City Council passed a measure requiring Narcan in businesses that hold a liquor license. Time to check your refrigerator. A chopped salad kit is being recalled. Braga Fresh issued a voluntary recall of its 365 by Whole Foods Market organic Asian-inspired chopped salad kits. The salad kits contain undeclared milk and egg ingredients not listed on the label. Health officials say customers who bought the salads at Whole Foods Market may bring a valid receipt into the store for a full refund. Later tonight, the Moonlight Mele Concert Series returns to the Bishop Museum. Tonight's concert, Under the Stars on the Great Lawn, will be headlined by Capenna. The show begins at 5 p.m. and goes until 9. Ticket information can be found on the Bishop Museum website. Some Maui areas are dealing with the state's first severe drought designation of the summer. For more details about the conditions, wildfire prevention, and water conservation, log on to KHON2.com. The trial of Eric Thompson enters day three today. He is accused of killing Waipahu acupuncturist John Tokuhara in January of last year. A sick Hawaiian monk seal is back at the Marine Mammal Center in Kailua Kona. RH-38 was recently rescued from Kauai after she was spotted floating around in shallow water, appearing weak. The seal was found to have kidney stones, a tooth fracture, and problems with her kidneys and uterus. She previously received care at the center twice before. She's currently in stable condition.
And that was your morning news. Find all these stories and more on KHON2.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Then tune in right back here Monday at 7 a.m. for everything you need to know with KHON2Go.